You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Tuesday, June 21st, 2022. I hope you're doing well. I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. As always, the podcast, the website, the entire outreach, broadcasting out the truth about hierarchy is coming out of my pocket. The expenses are coming out of my pocket, and also through donations and support from people like you. So if you would like to be part of the movement, you can join the Patreon, or you can use one of my methods to make donations to help support the website. First off, if you're not watching the January 6th committee hearings, they are stunning. They're perfectly constructed legal arguments against Donald Trump and his criminal enterprise. Today's hearing was very damning, very heartbreaking in a lot of ways, and Donald Trump is going to go to prison just based on the stuff that was released today. So I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully we can bring back public executions, because I would like to see his head in a basket where it belongs. So, but he definitely belongs in prison for the rest of his life. Anyway, so I wanted to talk about the story that I posted a couple of days ago about my dear brother, Sean. Now, I've talked, I think, one other time about Sean's story on the podcast, and he's been featured a number of times. His extraordinary story has been featured on the website a few times. Sean is a faggot who is a co-founder of a successful small business. It's not a, you know, it's at, I think it has 15 to 20 employees or something like that. Sean is one of four members of the board of the company. And, you know, Sean co-founded it. And a few months ago, they hired a young God alpha. Is really the only word to describe this alpha. He's definitely an apex for sure. Named Master Eric. And, you know, I'm going to go through this a little bit just to give you background. So, over just the course of a couple of months, Master Eric had identified that Sean was a faggot, immediately started insisting that he sit in on board meetings, and he basically kicked Sean out of the board meetings. He told the other board members that Sean was his faggot. Master Eric moved into Sean's house, took over his luxury car, the master bedroom. He took over Sean's place in the company and also assumed his salary, which was multiple six figures. All this happened in a few months. It was a stunning takeover, and Sean couldn't have been happier about it. Okay, I mean, this is like fag fantasy stuff almost, you know. But I mean, at first Sean was very alarmed, and he, you know, when he first was writing to me, he was like, "What do I do?" But as Master Eric has taken over his life, he's found a deep fulfillment, okay? Now, the recent development, what I posted the other day, was pretty shocking, actually. one day recently, Master Eric told Sean that his brother, Jake, who is still in high school, this is now the summer between his junior and senior year in high school, was coming to stay at the house as well. And Sean describes this alpha, his alpha younger brother, Jake, as being just drop-dead gorgeous, you know, very cocky, very arrogant, just like his older brother. And clearly, Master Eric had groomed his brother and told him, I'm living and using this faggot, and you're going to come and use my faggot too. Essentially, you know. So Jake showed up, told the faggot, you know, I'm going to take over your bedroom and you're going to sleep on the floor. He ordered Sean to unload his car with all of his stuff into the house. And then he proceeded to throat fuck Sean and fuck and breed Sean right there by the pool. that first day. And Master Jake, the younger brother, said, my brother was right, your pussy is tight, you know. So, like, they've been talking, you know. This is not the first time that I've encountered behavior like this. Many longtime readers of the site will remember Frat Fag, who essentially had his life totally overrun by a straight alpha frat brother named Duke. And Duke was very powerful, you know, very powerful alpha. And just basically, there was just no choice, you know. Frat Fag had to submit, you know, that was it. And I've had several others. Another prominent one is Master Dino and his now fag wife, Jamie. When they first met, you know, Master Dino was just a straight alpha. But he had this faggot that was so adoring of him that he basically took complete possession of Jamie. And Jamie's never looked back, you know. I guess what I wanted to talk about is the experience that Sean's having with his now two straight alpha masters, but particularly Master Eric. He's experiencing, Sean is experiencing something that only faggots that really surrender themselves can experience. It's a kind of fulfillment. It's sort of like floating, you know. I would describe the feeling that way. Like when you just let go, you know. I liken it to this. I don't know if you've ever swam in an ocean, but if you just, you're at the like off the beach, into the ocean a little bit, and there's this vastness in front of you of just water, and you just land, you know, you roll over on your back and you're floating upside down in the water, and you're just letting the water take you wherever. And there's this sort of release that happens emotionally where you're just, you're surrendering yourself to greater forces, I guess I'll say that. Faggots have that. When they really do just give up the fight against an alpha and allow him to take over. Sean didn't have much of a choice. I mean, Master Eric saw that he was a faggot and took everything from him, you know. And there was just going to be no ifs, ands, or buts about it, you know. But Sean, to his credit, surrendered to that overwhelming force. and he's floating. You know what I'm saying? Now, particularly, he's got this, you know, younger alpha using him. And, I mean, the way Sean describes it, it sounds like they're just taking turns tagging in, breeding him. You know, like they just are tearing him up right now. So, but, you know, Sean is just feeling that sensation of floating. You are just emptying your mind and your heart of everything else, not worrying about a single thing except what your master tells you to do. It's an incredibly freeing feeling. It is sort of like a drug in a way, because, and I've, you know, whenever I've been in that space, it's sort of like perpetual subspace, but it's, it's more specific in terms of, it's intentional, I guess I would say. So you're basically putting yourself in that situation and just saying, I'm letting go of everything else, and I'm just gonna give myself body and soul to my master, and he is going to make me do whatever he needs me to do. It's kind of like if you're going through some sort of a traumatic physical event, you know, and you realize that in the moment you can't get away from it, you just kind of surrender to it. You know, I'll give you kind of an example physically of this. Like when I had cancer a few years ago, I had to get a spinal tap, and it's a very painful and difficult procedure to go through. And the pain, at first it hurt, you know. But I kind of put myself in my mind, I just said, this is happening to my body, it's not going to destroy me, you know. I'm going to trust the doctor, I'm going to trust the process. And suddenly the pain became less, and I just, and I became less concerned. And I think faggots have to go in that place when they let go, you know. Now, what is happening with Master Eric is almost the exact opposite of that, okay? It's a take mode, okay? It's a claiming mode. Alphas have this hunting and conquering instinct that they are driven by, you know. They want to claim things, and they want to own things. They want to, you know, tear all the meat off the bone and ingest it, basically. And it's a very aggressive instinct that they have. And right now, Master Eric is gorging himself on the life of Sean to his satisfaction, you know. Why is he doing that, you know? Well, because he believes that it's his right, because it is his right. He understands that faggots exist to serve him, that Sean needs to be taken this way, needs to be pushed to that point. Now, like, if I go to Findom as a kind of an example of this, you know, cash masters, when they get a faggot that needs to be drained or is really just needing to be used in some specific Findom way, the alpha senses that and moves in for the kill. And he'll drain, I mean, fuck, thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars in some cases, whatever, you know. And he'll just feed and feed and feed off of that faggot. And it's a predatorial instinct that they have. But it's an important part of the expression of alphahood that alphas need to get in touch with, you know. So what I'm setting up here, if you look at it, if you pull back a little bit, I'm setting up that faggots and alphas have polar opposite needs, but they, in order to really fulfill their role, they have to go to those extremes, you know, to really experience the fullness of what they are. You know, talking to alphas in my audience now, like, do you realize how much power you actually have? Do you express that in your day-to-day life or in your time with your faggots? Do you express that that power over them? Do you is it a part of your daily life to seek and use and own and control situations and people? See, that should be part of your life every day. It's not a fetish thing. It is who you are. And the same with faggots. Are you releasing yourself, surrendering yourself completely to the power of alphas? Or are you just doing it halfway? You know, the real magic of both roles, and both roles are the extreme ends of hierarchy, right? The real magic of those roles are expressed in those extremes. When you realize exactly how far you can actually go as a faggot, or how far you can actually go as an alpha, you start to realize that anything is possible because you have no more limits. It's the whole world, you know. It becomes all-encompassing, and you start to really feel the absolute power of hierarchical dynamics, you know. So I just encourage people to really meditate on what you're actually accomplishing as an alpha or as a faggot. How far are you taking it, really? Are you doing it halfway? Are you doing it half-heartedly, you know? If you are, you're cheating yourself. You know, there's so much more that you can experience. So I would encourage people to read through the Sean experiences, because that experience that Sean and Master Eric are having together is really educational, honestly. So anyway, that's all I got. I have an interview that is coming out. It's only a 30-minute interview, but it's very hot, and I think you guys are going to like it. And anyway, I will talk to you later, okay? Love ya.
Bye.